Welcome back to Spanning the State. We are live from UWM Panther Arena on Media Row at the RNC. I am Kristen Bry.
And I'm Brian Noonan. And at the risk of hopefully not offending our guest, there's an old saying. If you're not a Democrat when you're young, you have no heart. If you aren't a Republican when you're old, you have no brain. There's likely a lot of people from both sides of the aisle who disagree with that adage, including our next guest, Nick Rettinger. He is the current Young Republicans National Federation Vice Chair, the former Young Republicans Wisconsin State Chairman, and current Wisconsin State Representative of the 83rd Assembly District. Nick, thanks for being here. All right. How do you feel about that old adage?
Well, I definitely feel that it's something that's just, you know, from a bygone era. You know, I feel like it's based in, you know, the stereotypes that have always existed out there. And I think, you know, some of the polling, I actually got asked on this morning during our media availability after our breakfast this morning, that polling is showing that a lot of younger folks are breaking our way. And I think that comes from the economic struggles that we've seen. And the folks in my generation as a millennial as well as Gen Z, people who are young professionals in their 20s and 30s, they're trying to buy homes, they're trying to start families, they're trying to, keep a job for a long period of time because there's been, you know, constant layoffs and cycling like that, as well as then climb the ladder and find that success in life, you know, carry out building that American dream. They have just not had that over the last several years in comparison to the success they found before. And so I think we're shattering those stereotypes with just the harsh realities people have been facing, and they're looking to move in a new direction, and I think they're excited about the messaging and the ideas that we bring to the table.
And I want to get back to that because that's a reversal from the last couple of election cycles. But before we talk about young people in general, talk about you as a young person. And so what is it about the Republican Party that you align with? And have you always since, you know, being a teenager?
Yes, I have. And I feel like, while what has been kind of the classic saying, where the GOP, the grand old party, I think we are now becoming the great opportunity party. And I think looking to empower individuals, supporting, you know, the free market system and wanting to make sure that folks can you know, pursue their American dream and, you know, pursue the opportunities that are out there, I think is something that our party brings to the table, whereas the Democrats have become overly reliant on dividing people by groups and classes, as well as just making them reliant on the government, opposed to allowing people to take control of their own destinies and lives. And so I think people who are young, especially in the gig economy and with social media, where people want to be able to put out their own materials, do their own thing, I think that really fits well with what our party brings to the table.
So, Nick, we know in the last few elections, young voters have really turned out, and they've turned out for Democrats more than Republicans. So knowing that, what do the Republicans, and especially young Republicans like yourself, have to do to try to bring that youth vote to your side?
No, absolutely. I feel like, it's all about messaging, and something that the Republican Party in the past, and thankfully I can say that's not an issue anymore, you know, we are pivoting on that issue, is just that we have not communicated. I feel like we've kind of used the same playbook over and over, and we know that doesn't work, and, you know, demographics are shifting, the problems out there, the challenges facing America are shifting, and we need to step up and address that. And President Trump did a number of those things during his administration, and I'm very excited with what we have coming now with J.D. Vance, who's also a young Republican on the ticket. It'll be the first young Republican we'll be electing to the vice presidency in
meaning the group
years.
Not just that he is young and also a Republican.
Yes. So actually I should say in that for our group, we are the official young professional auxiliary, the Young Republican National Federation of the RNC, and it's folks 18 to 40. So that really young professional arm of the 20s and 30s. And so he is a young Republican, and I think having folks like that, having folks who are in the legislature or in Congress, even running for school board, I think seeing more young people step up in the Republican Party, you know, circling the wagons behind those individuals also helps inspire and carry the torch to this generation. It's not the next generation. It is right now. It is folks, actually surprisingly kind of funny, you know, how old millennials are.
I know. You have to tell me.
Gen Z is, you know, now right behind us. And so, like, we are out there actively trying to build our lives. And, you know, we're worried about safe communities. We're worried about, you know, the border. Worried about what's going on in the rest of the world, and to have folks who are stepping up to the plate to carry the torch of the Republican Party who are in that young Republican age range, I think is absolutely critical to the success our party is now having.
Do you think there is any kind of departure on the priorities or emphasis that you feel like young Republicans, either the official group or general population, is it different than the current platform? Is it different than what's been the last couple election cycles?
So I think it is just about how we get that out there. I feel that the platform, it fits. I feel the platform that we're bringing to the table this convention is going to work really well. And it's actually something I've spoken to even on the floor of the assembly, is that it's kind of a unique overlapping of issues where whether you're just beginning in life and you're starting off trying to get out there, you know, post-college and build a life for yourself, or you're retiring and you're on fixed income, you are in a position where you just don't have as much coming in. You're just starting off. And so those kitchen table issues affect both those demographics at the same time. And so it's like we can use the same platform. We just have to message it out to, you know, those different demographics and say, like, hey, we're fighting for you. We're looking out for you on these things. And I feel like we'll have that same success. And a lot of people have been like, oh, wow, that's actually, it's very true. It's the same issues. It's the perspective's just a little bit different, but, like, they impact people the same way. So I think it's all just about we have to have people who are willing to take that message out there. And that's also the other thing that young Republicans really do is we knock a lot of doors. We assist campaigns. We go out on the weekends. And it's all, you know, very volunteer-driven, and a lot of us also then are on the campaigns then as well. So, like, we're willing to step up and then take that message to folks. So all we have to do is pick up that torch and get it out to people so they can hear that message and the platform the Republican Party already has.
Well, that's going back to what you were saying before about the age and the, you know, young people getting involved. And is there a challenge, not just with the Republican Party, but the Democrats as well, that we look at the top of the party? And the top of both parties is aged, to say the least. So what is the challenge then for young Republicans like yourself to keep knocking away at that ladder so you're moving up? And sometimes it's okay to say, all right, you've done a great job, but it's time to sit down, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely always the challenge of newer folks on the block, and even people who are just getting involved, even if they're in their, you know, their 40s or 50s, if even at the county party, you know, level, you know, you're looking to get involved. There's always that, well, you got to wait your turn, you got to put in your time. And to a certain extent, you know, I don't think anybody is owed anything, you know, just because we're young and full energy doesn't mean we should be just given the opportunity either. But, you know, when we step up, we're willing to volunteer, really, you know, willing to grasp a hold of leadership positions or run for office ourselves. I think that needs to be embraced, and I've been very happy, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, that the Republican Party, both at the state level as well as at the congressional county levels, have definitely embraced that. I think we've seen a renaissance, especially at the local candidate level, whether it's judges. Like, I know out in Waukesha County, we've elected several times now very young. So they would be young Republicans, but obviously they're nonpartisan. But still, they're not the traditional, you know.
Which positions?
So circuit court. Judge. Okay. So it's, you know, it's not the, well, I've had, you know, 30 years in law and I'm looking to kind of hang her up and that seems like a nice retirement gig. We have people who are young, they're fresh, they're excited to step up and to serve, and they are winning. That people are enjoying that message because I think it is shaking up kind of what has been the establishment, and I think it's a problem both parties have been dealing with, and I'm excited to see that we've been pivoting on that here in Wisconsin.
One last quick question, Nick, before we let you go. You talked about a kind of a perception of Republicans. Is there a stigma attached when you are a young person and you're a Republican? Are you battling harder against that stereotype than, say, you know, a 60-year-old person who's been a Republican for a long time? You're a young man. If, like, when it comes to dating or making friends, and you're, oh, everybody's getting along, and then is there an issue once you say, hey, but this is what I believe politically?
I definitely have faced that in the past, and I know some of my other friends and colleagues have as well, but I think it's definitely changing. I think part of it is just being, outspoken and unintimidated on the issue, and some of the keynotes that we've had, not only for the RNC floor, but also at our breakfast, have talked about how, it's kind of become the age-old saying of, oh, the things we don't talk about in public are religion and politics.
Right.
And I think we need more of that. We need more open dialogue, even if we're going to disagree on some of the issues. issues, we need to have those discussions, and we need to be able to talk about that, because I feel like that's a lost art in America. And I think something that the Young Republicans have been really successful at is having the courage to run, to stick your neck out there, to talk about these issues, or support candidates and speaking on their behalf, so that we can bring those issues out there, so we can start to break down some of those walls and stereotypes, not only about young people, but I would say just having those uncomfortable conversations and making sure that they're maybe a little less uncomfortable, because I think, quite frankly, for both sides of the aisle, yeah. I think it would be for the betterment of America if we could have an honest conversation and dialogue without having to always, come to arms all the time.
Agreed. Nick, thanks for being here. Nick Rettinger.
Rettinger.
Sorry, Nick. Nick Rettinger is the current Young Republican National Federation Vice Chair, and he is the Wisconsin State Representative for the 83rd Assembly District. Nick, enjoy the rest of the convention. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Nick.
It.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And when we come back, there's more. It's Spanning the State.